The next group to perform is the Wednesday Big Band from Desert High School under the direction of Mr. Michael Kramer. They will be performing The Gremlin's Revenge by Dean Sorensen, Somewhere by Bernstein and Sondheim, arranged by Peter Blair, and Tides of Syzygy by James Cass.
All right, this is Jamie Simmons. I'm from Middle Tennessee State University. Looking forward to hearing what you're doing here today. Good. Saxophones now, your time has gotten better. Your confidence in playing the soli has gotten better in this last maybe 16 bars, 8 bars or so. Brass, those little interjections you have need to be more confident. Those pops in there. You can do that by making them shorter. No. Really nice and clean. Soloists, I really congratulate you for stepping up and playing some improvised solos. Good for you guys. I'm going to give some ideas for you to help make your solos better. Trumpets, you got to get that E in tune, okay? You got to work on that. That shout section was a little bit rough in spots. Okay, guys, congratulations. The first chart. Rhythm section. I'm going to invite you to try to be a little bit more, I don't want to say aggressive, but I do want to say deliberate about your swing groove.
On alto saxophone for the first solo.
Especially drummer, your ride cymbal, and bass player, the front of your quarter note when you walk should sound like dang, 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 dang. Bass player.
Next we're going to play somewhere.
You need to approximate what a string bass would sound like on that. Now, horns, it sounded like... A couple of you are guessing at some of the rhythms on that. So that's something that needs work. There was a lot of really good stuff in there. A lot of that last chart was really tight rhythmically and felt really good. Tune that chord right back there. The one trumpets, you're on an E flat, that part. I wonder if you guys can make it through those four bars there without breathing. Support the air here, guys. Trumpets, oh, you gotta support those. I think those are Fs. You gotta. Okay, so guys, in a ballad, your air support and intonation issues really come out. So as a band, it will really help you guys to start thinking of the relationship of your sound to the people right next to you. Are you blending perfectly? I think it would be good to take some time in rehearsal, at least 10 minutes, spot checking some of those spots that are problems, and then doing them in context. By and large, I love that choice of a tune somewhere.
Last but not least, Spencer Kuryavich. Thanks again for listening.
That's one of my favorite ballads and show tune songs somewhere. It was a great pick. Rhythm section, you guys were solid. Okay.
Lines is going to play a vibe solo right up front.
Ah, vibes, cool. In the last one, the direction of your line when playing ballads, especially Matt, when you had your solo in there, just the flowing aspect of that. You can practice a lot of etudes, like in the Arbenz book. Those lyrical etudes are really good for learning how to play soft and with a lot of control. I like this. I like this groove. Oh, it's so nice. It's so nice and gentle, but yet it's intense. This is perfect. Guys, I think this is your strongest tune. You sound so comfortable on it. Is it because it's a rock tune, maybe? The feel is really good. It's very laid back. There's a lot of dynamic contrast. All right, Mason. Nice job. We're going to talk at the end of this recording about how we can make these, how we can do more with these solos. Okay, guys, this is a little bit weak. A little bit weak in the ensemble playing department here. It sounds back there like there some folks didn't know their parts. It's a neat chart, though. A lot of interesting parts to the composition. So, guys, this should be building whenever you have a pedal happening for a while. It should have growth to it. Good. I like how that last phrase kind of hit a high point there. Yeah. Oh, I love it when you sculpt the dynamics. That should be in every 8-4 bars. Something should change with the direction of the arrangement. Rhythm section, you're rock solid with your time. Good job. Interesting harmonies. Support this last note. Good. Oh, good. Good. Guys, interesting tune. Nice. I like it. I don't know. I don't know that writer. Congratulations, guys. Good performance. Good performance. Three really different tunes. I would say the strongest one for you guys was the last one. You sounded more confident. You sounded comfortable on that. I would say the weakest that you need to work on more, and I would spend the time to work on this, is somewhere. There's just a lot of things that you guys can do just by hearing what you're playing and thinking about your intonation, air support, your direction of the line, the musicality. That can really be improved on. Gremlins. Good energy. There were some intonation troubles, but on a swing tune like that, maybe doesn't quite suffer as much from intonation problems as when during a ballad. Okay, here's my challenge to all of you guys as a band: improvisation. We need to have you guys find the good notes, right? There are good notes in the chord changes that you can use. I think sometimes you guys are kind of shooting blind on some of these things. And I think you need to be a little bit aware of the fact that there are a lot of wrong notes being played in your solos. So that's something, guys, that you need to work on a little bit more, especially during that last one where it's actually kind of an easy chord progression. So it should go between two different scales. Let me see if I can find them. Boo. So I think that was in concert E. So you should have... So you can find those two different key areas and find there will be a lot of notes that will carry over from one chord that you can use on the other. Find what those are. It will take a little bit of digging, a little bit of work. You can learn both of the scales that go with those chords. But I would start thinking more than just using two or three notes. You guys need to expand a little further above. That would be the next step for you all to take as soloists on that, okay? I thought the ensemble work was generally good on that one. I love hearing the vibes. That's great. So those were just some of the things that I thought hearing that. It's going to make you guys a better band. Good job for so many soloists getting up there. Guys, congratulations. That's wonderful to see in a junior high group. You guys keep doing this, okay? And I encourage you to keep going. Listen to jazz music. Go hear live jazz music played. I'm hoping that you'll get to take in the concert and be inspired by that. And try taking the next step and figure some things out on your own from just listening to the music. Anyway, I want to encourage you guys. Thanks for bringing the band here to the Highland ASU Jazz Festival. This is Jamie Simmons, and I'm signing out. Hope you've had a good one.